Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Good morning. It's Friday. Memorial Day weekend, game two, Eastern Conference Finals, game one, Mets versus Dodgers, game one, Yankees versus Rockies. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. This is the last 50 minutes I got, and then I'll be back Monday. So if you want to talk to me, check in now. I'm checking in with people on the chat, on the stream, and on Twitter. I guess I left out something. Shout out to Jay Zig on Twitter. He said, you know, following up earlier on your monologue or when you were talking about the Brooklyn Nets, he said 3-4 years they played in my backyard, Piscataway, New Jersey. I said, yep. I wasn't going through every, you know, spot that the Nets played. What I was saying is the Nets have hurt their own fan base and their own fans by having to move the team around. The Knicks have not had to move the team around. They've been able to stay pretty much in the same place, a couple streets different. Like, you know, they benefit largely off of playing in Manhattan and staying in Manhattan and being New York's team. It will take forever, probably won't ever happen for the Nets to be able to rival the Knicks. Now, in my chat, Jay Sy in my chat is telling me that Evan was clowning me, Evan was making fun of me. Evan clown Keith for being a fake Nets fan. I said, what? What? I was doing some push-ups during the break, and he was like, you better do some push-ups because Evan got you bad on afternoon drive. Evan beat you up today. I had no idea. Shout out to Dre on Twitter. Dre listens all day, every day while he works and does his other stuff. He alerted me, and I didn't hear it live, but like, what I said was this, and I'll say it 1,000 times. Me being a Nets fan has nothing to do with the story. Me being a Nets fan has nothing to do with being a good host. Now, when the Nets were good and they were going up against the Knicks and beating them, man, I got on the airways, I laughed, I trolled, I mocked, I had fun, and I led with the Brooklyn Nets because that was the story. The Nets beating the Knicks, I don't know, 7 times, 8 times in a row, the Knicks couldn't beat them. But I'm a solo host, and I'm the first voice that you hear every night after the Knicks game, and I think it'd be super lame if I came in with the angle of, like, rooting against the Knicks, hating on the Knicks. Now, I did pick Knicks in 6 against the Pistons, and I was here to tell you believe and have faith, and they're going to win. Now, I picked Celtics in 5, like most people in America did. But as the Knicks were winning, I told you they got to win the series, and I think they will win the series. Now, I still have Knicks in 6. But last night, I got some laughs in, and we actually did have a Nets caller. So it was, you know, some Nets fans celebrated so quickly off of the Knicks' collapse and embarrassing loss. But what could you actually sell? They didn't lose the series. And that's where we are right now. It's game two tonight. They could even the series. They could get that back. So all of the Knicks haters that have come out, I've been telling you to stand down. I think you got to chill because the Knicks, I think, are going to the finals. 888-808-1019. Then what would you do? Then, like, how stupid would I sound every night hating on the Knicks and then they get past each round and go to the finals? Hell, I'm trying to go to the finals. I'm trying to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I went a couple years ago to see them against the Heat. I'm in New York. And like I said, the Knicks never did anything to me. The Knicks, I can't remember the Knicks delivering a crushing loss to the Brooklyn Nets or doing something against the Brooklyn Nets that really stuck with me. More so what it is the Knick fan has hated on the New Jersey Nets. The Knick fan had hated on the New Jersey Nets moving to Brooklyn. And now they got the last laugh once again. Steve is in Pleasantville, New York. Steve, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. This is my first time calling up. Big Zoo, doing great with the music, man. You guys are throwing me back. I'm currently driving circles around the ShopRite parking lot trying to get my three-week-old baby to sleep.
God bless.
Those glory days are a long way away. It's funny, same. But I relate to you guys. We're around the same age. And I was listening to, I wanted to call about the Knicks, but Jerome a few segments ago got me going about the Yankees. But first thing about the Knicks, I'm not a crazy fan, but obviously been watching the games and following everything. I'm kind of confused by this whole celebrity row and all these people courtside. Are these celebrities actually paying for these tickets? I know they're being featured on social media and they get announced at the games. Like, you see Larry David, the guy's got a lot of money. Is he paying for these seats? You know, all the athletes, all the ex-Knicks and the Giants, and they're really shelling out money for these seats? Are these kind of comped? I don't understand it.
I think at this point they're paying. I think at this point they got to be putting something down because you could sell those seats. I was listening to Fat Joe. Fat Joe has a podcast with Jadakiss, and he was talking about paying upwards to $50,000 for seats. So, like, I think what it is like they're in a special group of celebrities, celebrity row. They want celebrities there. But then depending on, like, what you're willing to give or probably bid on a seat or pay for a seat, I don't know. I'm not in the ticket sales. I actually could hit up one of my friends that is in the ticket sales, but I just don't think they're comping those seats. I think Ben Stiller, Tracy Morgan, Timothy Chalamet, like those guys are actual Knick fans, and I think that they're paying something. I don't see them giving those seats away because, of, like, what does it really do? Like, if you're giving away seats to all those guys, you're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I was just curious if it was like sort of like a publicity thing, like, hey, like, nobody's doing it like Madison Square Garden. Look, we got all these ex-Knicks and all these celebrities and actors and everything. And I know that they feature them on their social media. So I was just curious if they sort of had some sort of agreement. I'm guessing they got a nice little club underneath like the Legends in Yankee Stadium, which I had the luxury of going to once before, which I thought was great. But just getting to Jerome's call about the Yankees, I do like this Yankee team, and I do think that Cashman did a good job. I like Weaver. I like Will Warren. I like these guys. I think he did nice with the pieces he put together. You know, yeah, Grisham, you know, he's a little shaky, and he makes you a little nervous in the outfield last year, but now that I'm used to him, I know he's secure out there, and I think this team is good. I think they got a good camaraderie. It seems like they all get along. I thought bringing Bellinger and Goldschmidt in was great. So, you know, I disagree with that call. I do think that they got a nice little unit, and I'm excited to see what they do this year.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Hopefully your baby boy or baby girl sleeps. I know the car seat puts my son right to sleep. You know, you got to do what you got to do because when they sleep, you get to sleep. 888-808-1019. It's funny that, you know, the call Jerome was saying was like, nobody wants to play for the Yankees. And that was a narrative that the Met fan was able to run with when Juan Soto made his decision for a little while. But we knew it was cap. We knew it was big cap. A lie. Not true. All right. Carlos Carrasco was in camp with the Yankees, former Met. And he was saying, you know, putting on the pinstripes, getting a chance to play for the New York Yankees. Like, this is a former Met just from a couple years ago talking about the chance to play for the Yankees, made a couple starts. Paul Goldschmidt, who came from St. Louis, he talked about, you know, the prestige of the St. Louis Cardinals and getting to play for a team like the Yankees. Cody Bellinger, whose dad, Clay, played for the Yankees, he talked about how different it is, how different the stadium is, the fans are, the pinstripes, what it means to be a Yankee. So, like, that hasn't gone away. You saw the fans in the stadium on full display this week. Subway Series, and then even after the Subway Series, 40,000 plus for every game of this Rangers series. So I just think, you know, people are going to say things, but the Yankees are always good. The Yankees are still winning, and this team is good. With the additions on this team is good. Just look at the numbers. Look at the run differential. Look at the record. You can say what you want. Men lie, women lie. Numbers do not. Robert is in Stamford next up on the Fan. What's up, Robert?
How you doing? Yeah, I listen to the show every day, man. And I first and foremost, talking about Rihanna, in my book, there's nothing she can do wrong. And she's just being a mother. I appreciate that she's doing what she's doing. I just wanted to get that out the way.
No, I appreciate it, too. I'm saying, like, it's incredible that she is not as much money as she has. She could have, Kardashians, they have a team full of nannies. Like, as much money as she has, she could offload that responsibility. But she's saying, no, I'm raising my kids, so kudos to her. Yeah. It's tough. Well, I can relate.
Speaking of that, like, okay, I'm not going to go too far off the subject, but, like, okay, I used to work for FedEx up in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I don't know if you ever visited backcountry in Greenwich. It's Beverly Hills on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of mansions. And so Cohen lives up there. I used to go to his house all the time. And, you know, I don't care too much where I'm a Mets fan because he never tipped me. But Judge Judy, she comes out to the door. She don't say no means or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, just really talking about rich people. But anyway, having said that, though, with the Mets, like, to me, one thing about the Yankee fans, I got to say this. I think this is where Jerome's coming from because it's like, you know, they're a team like anybody else. I understand y'all, you know, you look at the Yankees, they won this, they won that. But they're no more human than anybody else. Their fans are no more human than anybody else. You know, Mets fans have suffered or whatever, but that's okay. We got Juan Soto. Let us have our glory. You always say that you've gotten over this. You say, I've gotten over it. But I truly don't think you have, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, for one, it's in your show every day, something about Soto. For two, is when the Knicks won, when they beat Boston, your show was more about Soto coming to New York, coming to the Bronx, more so about than it was about the Knicks. I know you're not a Knicks fan or whatever, but, you know, to me, that just, you know, I was like, well, this guy talk about the Knicks. Everybody, the whole city's happy about the Knicks. Well, last point is this, too. With the another thing with Soto, with the Knicks, and you were talking about the old heads or whatever, like, I think you said they were whack or something. It's not right, man, because let me tell you, I'm 56 years old. We've seen the Knicks fail. It's been a long time. I think I was born when the last one they won it. We've seen them fail. We've seen what it takes to win from other teams. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and wait, what did you say I said about the old heads? I didn't catch that.
You were talking about the old heads earlier. You said something about you old heads need to calm down or something when they were talking about the celebrating already. Remember? You were talking about the people celebrating for the Knicks being Boston?
Oh, what I was saying is let these kids celebrate because the old heads aren't ones out there. Let these kids celebrate the way that they celebrate on social media. Go on.
Yeah, but let me tell you, this is the thing, though, with that because, see, one caller, I don't think it was your show. It was yours or McMonagle. My station doesn't change. But anyway, after the Knicks won, one caller said, yo, so who do you think would be a better matchup? Denver or Minnesota or something? I'm like, damn, you got to play the team that beat you last year first. And they're actually a step ahead of the Knicks because they've been to the East Finals last year, and it's almost like they've had their stepping stones. Personally, I think they're ready to go. I mean, I'm rooting hard for the Knicks. I really am, but the stepping stones, you know what I'm saying? Next year, I think that the Knicks really going to be there because they started gelling late in the season, really the playoffs. So hopefully they don't break up this team, maybe add one or two more people. But, you know what I'm saying, back to the old heads, though, we've seen it, man. I understand what you're saying about the social media and all that, but we've seen the failures, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough. So I'm just going to, you know, say this last thing. I don't know if you ever saw Let's Do It Again with Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby.
Nope.
With John Amos. You never seen that?
Oh, a little before my time.
Let's Do It Again. Yeah, it is. But it's a classic movie with, you know.
I don't watch movies.
One thing Sidney said to John Amos was when they did a little scam. Live with it. And that's what I'm going to tell you about Soto. Live with it.
You live with it. You got to be a Met fan. On Friday night, last Friday night, May 16th, I was at Yankee Stadium. So a lot of my show was telling you what I saw with my own eyes. I wasn't in the garden. I wasn't out there. And if you listen to the show, I basically told you, hey, this first part of the show, go New York, go New York, go. We played the Knicks song. We are the New York Knicks. We took calls. We ran through random Knicks names for like an hour, 2 hours into that show. But once we got to 12, as now we're past 12, I'm like, hey, we have Yankee fans and Mets fans on the line. It's the Subway Series. They played each other. Usually when we talk baseball, we got to talk about the Mets facing the Red Sox, the Yankees facing the Rangers, but we could talk about one game. There was 47,000 plus people in Yankee Stadium. I know some of y'all wanted to leave that out because you might be a Met fan and you took the L and Soto, your almighty savior and hero, did not perform well. But if he did, I would have talked about it the same way. Damn, I was in there. Soto silenced us. First at bat, he homered to right field. That was like, yo, he stood up in that moment. He showed you why he makes the big, but he didn't do that. So I understand you're mad at the outcome, but I wasn't going to leave that out of the show. The show was twofold. Not everybody in New York was at the Garden. Not everybody in New York is a Knicks fan. The Met fan and the Yankee fan were at the Subway Series. And Juan Soto was a national story just like that was a national story. Now going back to what you said about the Yankee fan, you're bugging out. Oh, they're just as human as ever. No, they're not. There's so many different examples that show you that the Yankee fan goes harder than other fans. They definitely go harder than the Met fan. The Met fan just now started showing up and selling out their ballpark. The Yankees been doing that. Just the value of the team. The amount of fans. They announced how many millions of fans have been in the state. I don't even know the number. 50 million Yankee fans since this new stadium opened?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Yankee fan is global. The brand is global. And you want to say, live with it, get over it? You don't understand. This is how we're living with it. This is how we're showing you that we're over it. The team is good. We're loving it. And we're letting you know this guy could have been a part of it. He made a mistake. 888-808-1019. And I get it. Y'all can't live. Y'all can't handle that. Because the Yankee fan is on top still. We had to listen to y'all parade around all winter when there were no games. We had to listen to y'all tell us Juan Soto picked the right place. The big brother. The new regime. Steve Cohen is the new George Steinbrenner. The city's under new management. Oh, just wait. We swept y'all last year. Didn't sweep us this year. Didn't win the series this year. The Yankee fan is a little bit higher than every other fan in baseball and a lot of other fans in sports by attendance, by what you saw in the Subway Series. There is a such thing as players wanting to play for the Yankees and in Yankee Stadium, playing with Aaron Judge in front of those fans. You might not like it because you might not be a Yankee fan, but you can't deny it. It's facts, bro. It's facts. I get it. If the Mets come around, hey, I'll be here in July. If the Mets come out in July and sweep the Yankees and Juan Soto balls, we'll talk about it. I get on when they're doing well. The Make It Happen Mets. Wow, Lindor locked in, walked it off. Wow, Pete Alonso, paid Pete. He's been money. Great. When Juan Soto starts playing well, I'll tell you. I'm waiting for it. I hope it's this weekend. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. Today. Tonight. But yeah, when you listen to this show, I am a Yankee fan. I am in Yankee Stadium. I can tell you what I saw with my own two eyes. I watched that game live. I watched the Celtics-Knicks game on my phone, and I knew the Celtics were cooked. But I know people hear what they want to hear. People can listen to the radio station. You don't have to change your station. You hear what you want to hear. It's selective, and that's okay. I can't fight you on that. 888-808-1019. Rob is in New London, Connecticut. You're on, Rob.
Hey, Keith, I tell you what, hey, by the way, thank you for having such allowing such latitude tonight with, your topics and stuff like that. And I wasn't originally going to say anything, but I'm not as much into, like, the VMA and stuff like that as obviously you had firsthand experience working with it. But, that was a funny story, about, like, that, celebrity trying to make a move and then got rejected. I just think that's hysterical because, these people... Yeah, they have celebrity status and, they have money, but doesn't mean they have ability or game. And they're still going to get shot down because they're still losers. You know what I mean?
You're saying Drake is a loser? Yeah, he lost the Kendrick Lamar battle.
No. I'm just saying in general, the people in general, celebrities, no, sir, I'm not saying that one individual.
No, but
I'm just saying.
You're right. In that moment, Drake was trying to pull a fast one. He thought that he could get Rihanna to kind of show him some love in front of everybody and... She played him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, better. I'm glad it wasn't me that got, showed up like that. But I guess the point is, if somebody has billions and billions of dollars, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't take one dime of that and give up, like, my physique over money. Because, I can make my own money, but you can't give up, your own ability. Anyway, on to more serious things. I tell you what, the secret sauce with this team is... It's Paul Goldschmidt. You know what I mean? It's like when that he's like the X factor. Yeah, so is Cody, but I just love this team. And two callers ago, that guy said, "Oh, you have a nice little thing going." A nice little thing. This team could be a buzzsaw. This team is a buzzsaw right now. We get some pitching. I'm telling you what, we're going to be a force. I'm not saying. 98 or I mean no, but we could be a buzzsaw, yeah. A lot better than anybody
in the American League for sure. Thanks for the call, Rob. Part of that with the Met fan too is like they don't want to believe that the Met fan, not all, some Met fans, and I got to remember put that some Met fans felt like, oh, we took Juan Soto from them. Juan Soto sent them to the World Series. What if the Yankees go to the World Series this next year without Juan Soto? Some Met fans felt like they're not going to be able to replace his production. Oh, here comes Paul Goldschmidt, Ben Rice, Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger, Jason Yep, we're Art and Judge being the MVP. So it's like you thought that you weakened the New York Yankees by taking a player away from the New York Yankees. The Yankees reminded you that they're the New York Yankees, and you have the watered-down version of said player. Chris is out on Long Island. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. I've been listening to the Fan since I was a kid, first time calling.
Thanks.
First and foremost, the guy two callers ago was definitely drinking some Haterade, and I think that you got some really fair analysis, and I'm a Yankee fan too, so maybe I'm biased. I just wanted to put out a point and hear your analysis and thoughts on it. I've been watching this team, you know, been watching the Yanks this season. Some games you want to win, a lot of games that maybe you thought you were going to lose and coming back, you know, they're doing really well in comeback. I'm thinking if they can squeak out a World Series, going to the World Series or winning the World Series, I'm thinking Gerrit Cole comes back, they win this year, it's a shot in the arm, and they can get back to bully status. You know, it can be like a 96, you know, where the Yankees were on a real long drought for many years. 96 was kind of squeaking one out, but it was a shot in the arm. Come back, 97 didn't work out, but 98, 99, 2000... I'm just watching this team and I'm excited. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. Thanks so much for taking my call and, you know, appreciate you guys.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, let's make it about Juan Soto again. I don't miss Juan Soto. I miss Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole getting hurt is just like, I'm like, damn, if we had Cole right now, you know, two callers ago, Rob was like, we got to get some pitching. We have pitching. You see Carlos Rodon today? You see Will Warren's outing? Max Fried is going to win the Cy Young if he keeps this up. They always win with him on the mound. Ryan Yarbrough wins the game when DeGrom is on the mound. Like, the Yankees are figuring it out, man. And Cole's supposed to be back ahead of schedule, like, late next year. Can you imagine Cole is back with a robo arm ready to go for the postseason run with Max Fried, with Rodon, with Luis Gil, who we haven't seen yet, Clark Schmidt? Like, bro. There is a fever dream, a wild, you know, fantasy of, you know, this window that is supposed to be closing for the Yankees being extended by these younger players like Will Warren, like Jason Dominguez, like Ben Rice, but then also, you know, with Stanton coming back and Cole coming back, and Judge is not going to age fast. I know people want Judge to fall off a cliff. Judge is in his prime. He got better this year. Like, when's his drop-off? 2028? There is this fantasy world in the next few years of this American League not being able to stop the New York Yankees, where I don't care who comes out of the National League. Get back to the Fall Classic. Get back to the World Series. They can get back to the World Series this year. And if it's the Dodgers, run it back. If it's the Cubs, so be it. If it's the Mets, hell yeah, let's see it. Subway Series. I'm not afraid of a one series matchup against any team when you have Aaron Judge, when you have Max Fried, when you potentially going to have Stanton and like Jazz back and Paul Goldschmidt turning back the clock, belly looking like it's crazy. It's crazy to actually think about this team being better than last year's team that went to the World Series and them having just as good of a shot to get back to the World Series. You guys see the odds out there, the betting odds. They expect the Yankees to win. Stay healthy. I pray for health. I'm not even kidding. I pray a lot. I pray when I wake up. I pray when I bless my food. I pray when I go to sleep. And I pray for weather. I pray for health. Hey, let this weather be good. Look at the weather. I thought these games were going to get rained out. I actually didn't go. I saw a lot of people offering tickets, leaving tickets on the table for yesterday's game and Tuesday's game or Wednesday's game. And you know, they got them through. They played them. If the Yankees stay healthy and Brian Cashman gets greedy at this deadline and adds some more, like he didn't get greedy last deadline. He made moves. I mean, Jazz Chisholm and Mark Leiter Jr. needed them. But if he's if there's players available and he's feeling like, yo, I got to put this team over the top to make sure we get out of the American League and whoever we see coming out of that National League, we're able to go toe-to-toe with, oh, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a blast. So if you think that you're tired of the Yankee fan right now, the Yankee fan needs to chill, the Yankee fan is no better, don't let these young Yankee fans win a World Series. Don't let us have a parade, especially me. don't let it be this year. Do not. Do not. You're going to have to pray against me. But God has his own plans. 888-808-1019. If this is the year, or the Phillies or the Tigers, I don't care who the hell it is. I know the Yankees will be a postseason team. And I know that they're on a war path from last year. A lot of those guys, you know, they were broken the way that last year ended. A lot of us fans were too. Don't let this be the year we run back to the World Series and win it. Host back-to-back World Series and have a parade. You know, what if the Knicks don't get it done? What if the Mets don't get it done? If it's the Yankees that bring the parade back to New York, yeah, I'm going to be insufferable. They're really not going to want to hear my show. King George in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, man?
Okay, K-Mac, the man who sinks the eight ball on one shot the minute they lift the rack.
Boom.
And I just wanted to say the Yankees got better because they're not Aaron Judge or bust. You know, the contributions are spread around.
Yes.
That's when they got better.
Deeper lineup, more pitching, better rotation, better bullpen, and can continue to get better.
Yes, and if he adds more at the trade deadline, it's icing on the cake.
And we can have our cake and eat it, too.
Hey, good one. And you have a safe and blessed day because you are a gentleman without peer.
Appreciate you, King.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Okay, this is my last little bit of the show. 888-808-1019. And then you don't got to listen to me until Monday. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up if you want to talk about the Knicks, about the Mets, about the Yankees, about life maybe. Whatever you guys want to do here as we wrap things up. Evan out on Long Island. What's up, Evan? You got it.
Hey, Keith. What's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just a quick question about the Knicks. Obviously, still reeling from what transpired at the end of the game, the first game. And obviously, need to bounce back tonight in a big way. But looking, some video surfaced earlier. Wanted to ask you about if you had any insight or what were, if you have any cause for concern. The video pans to the Knicks bench during the end, towards the end of the fourth quarter. You see OG and Kat starting to get into it, and then Brunson has to get up and confronts both of them, has to break it up, you know, as a captain should. But do we have any idea what, I mean, obviously, you know, tempers are flaring, frustration is boiling over towards that end of the game. Do we have any reason for concern? Any idea what was that was about? Why are they getting into it? No, there's no time to unravel. You got to stick together. So, I mean, I just, you know, if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Evan. I saw the video. I read on Twitter that, like, you know, Jordan Woods dates Karl Anthony Towns, and OG was trying to see if somehow Jordan Woods could put him on with Kendall Jenner, you know, because Timothée Chalamet dates Kylie Jenner. So he's like, yo, what about her, bro? And then in the game, he saw her courtside, and he's like, see, like, she's at the game with another dude. Like, I asked you a few weeks ago. No, I'm completely joking about that. It's athletics, man. It's heat of the moment. I think at that time, too, the lead was down to like 5 or something. They were communicating. They were probably talking about a play or something that didn't happen, and they're pissed off in the moment. That was a game they should have won. These are grown men. Those are two highest paid players. There are, you know, high expectations for them, and I think all it was just heat of the moment. You're going to see that. If you didn't see that, there'd be something wrong. In the Eastern Conference Finals, if you didn't see a back and forth like that as they were letting their lead shrink to 5 points or whatever it was at the time, like, that's all it is. I don't think they have any problems with each other. They're trying to win. 888-808-1019. Jonathan in Los Angeles, my guy. How you feeling? How's the baby? How's the wife? And Bash.
Bro, I'm literally driving my baby up and down in this Target parking lot for the past, I'm going to say, 35 minutes. And my wife and Baz, they're in there, you know, taking their time shopping. And I can see her through the camera. She might be crying any second now, bro. So she starts trying to excuse us. Bro, check this out, Keith. I heard you from the beginning of the show. You know, what the Knicks went through yesterday, that was a tough loss. I mean, me as a Falcon fan, bro, I've been through the worst, bro. And then me living here in L.A. with all these Dodger fans after what we went through on Game 5, bro, that was bad. That was the World Series and that was the Super Bowl, bro. But to all those Knicks fans, and I'm a Laker fan, to all those Knicks fans out there, that was Game 1 and you guys had it in the bag, all right? Don't change nothing except change the last 2 minutes the Knicks played. And trust me, Knicks got this, man. My prediction is Knicks in 6. No need to, you know, press the panic button. None of that, bro. Knicks got it, bro. And my guy Keith, I was going to go to Colorado. I just purchased my KNCAA shirt, bro. So I'm going to rock it when they come right here versus the Angels. I canceled my Colorado trip, bro. So guess what? We're going back to New York, bro, on July 8th. Bash is going for Aaron Judge's camp, bro. So,
wow.
Yeah, So, hey, man, I'm pulling everything for this guy, bro. But
Dad of the year.
I try, bro. I try. We're going to be up there for the Seattle Mariners game. I'm going to take my baby, too, bro, because, you know, it has to be Yankee Stadium, her first stadium. So, you know me, man. And my guy, have a great weekend with your family. Well-deserved weekend off. And go Yanks, man. And I'll be rocking that KMTM shirt next week, my guy.
Appreciate you, bro. Thanks for the call. I'm smiling ear to ear. You know, Jonathan is really supportive. His son, you know, he brought his son to opening day. His son got interviewed by MLB, and then his son ended up, you know, reaching over the fence, and Judge gave him a ball. And, I mean, I met Jonathan during the ALDS against the Royals, and he's been listening and calling, and I'm happy for him and his kid. And I just, you know, props to the good dads. We got two dads that are calling and listening to the show, driving the babies around, trying to get their babies to sleep. You know, he just had his daughter, and his son Bash is a diehard Yankee fan, but they live in LA. So they got to get out of there and they got to come this way. I'll see you guys at the stadium for sure. And that's crazy. Like, Judge has a camp. I know about Judge's camp, but like, to be a kid from Cali that gets to come across the country to be a part of that camp, that's amazing. It's great to you know, hear the lengths that people will go for their kids. I would do the same for my son, but my son doesn't like sports yet. He's not that into it. He's banned from Yankee Stadium. He just likes trucks and diggers and garbage trucks and police cars and fire trucks. Like, he's just a truck guy for now, and he likes to watch Paw Patrol. So, I mean, I took him to Elmo over at American Dream, but, you know, I guess I gotta wait for like monster trucks or something to pull up. He's, you know, he's big into automobiles. He knows the Yankee game when it's on TV, but it doesn't attract him. He can't watch the game yet. Maybe one day. 888-808-1019. And yeah, that McPherson Brand.com, that KM merch. I'm seeing people shout out to my dude Alex. Showed up to Yankee Stadium with a Brunson jersey. He moved the Brunson jersey. It said KM to AM underneath. I'm like, man, y'all show me love, man. I appreciate it. That was the whole thing. I'm like, when I first started doing the show, before I even had the KM to AM logo, somebody's like, yo, you got a shirt that says KM to AM? I'm like, nah, I could make one. I could figure out how to make one, and we're making them now. So appreciate the love, guys. Neil is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Neil?
Heath, how's it going, man? First time listener, long time caller.
Welcome in.
Man. Yeah, how's it going?
Great.
Listen, man, I want to talk about this Soto fiasco, honestly.
Be honest. Speak the truth. Be honest.
Listen, I want to know when we're going to start to have the conversation that Ben Rice is better than Juan Soto.
Oh, we already did, because they wear the same number.
He has a higher OPS. He is hitting better than the guy. Like, Juan Soto is taking strikes the way he is. Like, I don't think he's a good ball player.
now you're going too far. But as far as the Yankees are concerned, he's been replaced by four different players. His production is easily replaced.
I'm telling you the truth. Like, this guy, we took his $800 million and we turned it into basically a World Series winning team. I think this team has a shot to go there.
Well, it's early. It's early, Neil. It's early. It's getting late early. It's 12:45 a.m. But it's World Series every year, right? If you're a Yankee fan, you're expecting to win the World Series every year. And that's what I said. I was crushed. I was heartbroken. I remember I had a 9-minute show after one of the World Series losses. I was like, and you know what? I think I had the 9-minute show after I was like trapped in Yankee Stadium with so many people. I couldn't get my car out. So that night, I took the train back. And then when I left here, I had to take an Uber back to Yankee Stadium, get my car, drive home. It was the longest night. I didn't go to sleep till like 5 in the morning. All to go to the World Series and host a 9-minute show. And, like, I tried to get out of the stadium, but, the World Series is the most people I've ever seen at the stadium. And you couldn't get out of the garage. And, like, it's a World Series game. You're not leaving in the 6th, 7th inning. Like, I left, I think, in the 8th inning and still could not get out of there. So I'm not driving this year. I'll take the train, and I'll dip out on the train. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Ben Rice is not better than Juan Soto. But this early on in the season, hey, I'll take what Ben Rice has done. I'll take what Trent Grisham has done. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Jason Dominguez. Like, just put those players, right? Those players out there, what they've done when people were saying that we need another bat, or people were saying we're not going to be able to replace Juan Soto's production. it's going to be Judge on his own. It's not Judge on his own. It's not. So far, so good at the first flagpole, the first checkpoint, Memorial Day weekend. Out on Long Island, let's go to Eli next. What's up, Eli?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Big fan. Listen, I love the Yankees. I went to World Series game this year. I went to playoff game. I'm all in, man. My problem is that I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, just like that caller with Ben Rice and Juan Soto. I think we're, you know, Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball, but, you know, he still has to get over that hurdle of winning it in New York, you know, with all the pressure and playing with the best pitchers, and they're not giving him meatballs and you know, in the playoffs. And I would obviously love for it to happen, but I'm not quite there yet. I hate to be that pessimistic fan, you know?
You're not alone.
But it's hard, man. It's hard to win, you know?
Yeah, no, you're not alone. You're being measured right now, and that's healthy. Like, you're a realistic Yankee fan. They haven't won since 2009. We've watched Judge fail. We just saw him fail. Like, no, I'm with you. That's needed as well. Some, you know, glass half empty.
Aaron Judge, I mean, he's a class act. He's an amazing captain. And I love the guy. He's a great player. But I think this team is, like you said, is well balanced and in a way, you know, better than last year, which is a crazy thing to say. But I still think you're going to need Aaron Judge to come up with that big hit. You're going to need Volpe to come up. All these guys are going to have to show up when it really counts. And, you know, that's what we got to wait and see. And listen, hopefully this is the year, man. But not quite sure yet.
No, no one is. It's May. It's Memorial Day. But what we're talking about is, hey, everybody, look around. Memorial Day weekend, how do you feel about the Yankees? I feel good about it. I feel like they could get back to the World Series. And with Judge, the only way we find out if he folds or if he succeeds is to get him right back in the dance. I've been on this. I think his life changed. He dropped that pop-up. He failed. He lost the World Series. There's no Galaxy Series. There's no higher level to fail at. You failed in front of the whole baseball world. The whole world was watching, all the way in Japan, everybody in New York. You were mocked. You were memed. You were trolled. I can't say anything about Juan Soto or the Mets without somebody replying with the gif of Aaron Judge dropping the pop-up. I saw it. I was there. It was right in left field, five rows back in left field when that happened. Like, we just got to get back to it. I think all Judge has to have is one run. He's got to have one October where he's Aaron Judge, and that could be enough to propel him. That could be October 2025. 2024 is over. Spiro in the Bronx / Billy. Yo, Spiro. Yo, what up?
My man. What's going on?
What up, bro?
Feeling pretty good after the nice weekend, you know. They
man,
came
what a
up
week.
There with their chest pumped out, and they got sent home.
You saw it all on the street. I know.
They talk about the division, and they keep coming up with new stuff. For now, it's our division is weak. Other years, the free agents don't want to come here. The last time I checked, in the 30 years, the Yankees have made the playoffs, what, 28 times, 27 times?
It's a lock, right? You want to pick a team and compete. They come here because they want to compete.
Right. But we're constantly there. Like, the playoffs is... It's almost getting boring with the Yankees making the playoffs. We want to win the chip now.
Exactly. It's a given that we're going to get to October. We're so focused on getting back to the World Series and winning it. It's a foregone conclusion. We're like, we're about to win a division, whatever. We're going to smoke the American League. Who are we playing out of the National League?
You know, and if the shoe was on the other foot Friday, he would have destroyed the Mets.
Bro, if they do get some get back. In July, when it's in Citi Field, we won't hear the end of it. But you're 100% correct. If Soto went off in the Subway Series, this station, they would have been talking about that over the Knicks.
Right, right. And if he was still a Yankee, he probably wouldn't be struggling like he is now, because big boys batting .400 behind him.
Right, because you have the protection of Judge. That 3-1
pitch is not a curve. That 3-1 pitch is a fastball down the middle.
And
I just wanted to call. You've not been listening to the fan since I was a little kid, but I think tonight might have been your best show. That New York Knicks energy brings it out in everyone. Everyone's a little leveled up, I think.
Yeah, and it's Friday and it's time. You're the man, Spiro. I'll see you at Billy's. Shout out to Spiro. everybody over at Billy's, the Billy's Mafia, the Billy's Gang, the crew over there, the world-famous Billy's Sports Bar, River Ave, Yankee Stadium. Like, you can't come in there talking about nobody wants to be a Yankee and stop talking about Juan Soto. That's the Yankee world. That's the Yankee Global Club outside the stadium. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in Brooklyn with some Knicks energy on the fan. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to speak a bit about the Knicks. Overall, after watching that game last night, I mean, that Ananobi call was just pathetic, I feel like. I feel like it was a big swing in that game. Just overall, looking at the Knicks, I mean, Jalen had 41, Kat had over 30, and, like, we still couldn't pull that off. I just don't know what to feel like as a Knicks fan.
I can tell you how to feel. Thanks for the call, Josh. First off, the calls are always going to be just unpredictable, janky. They're going to miss calls. It's standard. It's the human element of the game that, like you got to be able to review that goaltend. There's some other calls that are going to be missed the rest of the way. I threw at you guys the Tim Hardaway missed call at the end of the Pistons game where, you know, the Pistons still to this day are complaining about that. They're feeling, oh, well, Hardaway was fouled. It just is part of the game. Don't let it come down to that. And you don't know how to feel. Brunson had 43. Cat was shooting the three. Campaign came off the bench shooting threes. I just think that when I look at this team, like, they you know, they played a good 46 minutes and they played their best game in this playoffs until they unraveled. So if they can tap back into that, as a Knicks fan, you should be confident. You should feel like they can beat them. You should feel like that happened in the first game, the chances of that happen are slim to none again. It isn't even like comparing it to the Celtics series. It isn't even like that. The Celtics unraveled from the third quarter on. The Knicks unraveled in the last like couple minutes. I don't think it happens again. Last call goes to Tyler out on Long Island. You're in there. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything? I'm a little disappointed in these Mets fans because it's a little too quiet from them. You know, I feel like it's all Yankees fans talking right now. You know, and rightfully so. You know, they beat us in the Subway Series, but at the end of the day, the way I look at it is both teams are very similar record-wise right now. And we know that the Yankees, after the All-Star break, only fall off. So, you know, I'm just, right now, as a Mets fan, I feel like I'd rather be on this side of the fence, you know, just because you know you're always going to have that fall off with the Yankees.
I mean, I guess that's a valiant attempt, Tyler. I guess that's a good effort at throwing a jab at the Yankees. The Yankees are going to fall off and then fall into the World Series. Did you fall off? Like the Mets needed the power of, oh my God, they needed Grimace, they needed Hawk Tua, they needed the rally pimp, they needed the playoff pumpkin, they needed all of this stuff just to get the last wild card and then rally. You guys should be worried about your division, not the Yankees. Subway Series is over. We're not worried about Soto, we're just laughing because we dodged one. The Dodgers, they're here. That's the team that knocked you out last year. These Mets, they should come out with revenge on their mind, right? They should be pissed off. They should be looking to sweep the Dodgers, and Juan Soto better lead the way. He's getting paid to. Coming up next, Chris McMonagle. And yeah, it's 1 o'clock, so I'm going to go home and try and go to sleep and then go down the shore and enjoy my Memorial Day with my family and friends. And then I'll be back Monday with a long show on Memorial Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.